Tony McGinley with me on that. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry.
Now, we're going to start with a query, and anyone with any questions or queries, get them into us now on any of our numbers. A listener says, I was at an event a few months ago and met an ex-boyfriend there. We'd only gone together for a short period of time before he moved to Dublin with his job. At the venue, we just chatted a bit, nothing else. The problem is, he now keeps phoning me and doing everything he can to contact me. He's even turned up at places where he knows I go. I have no interest in the guy and really don't want anything to do with him. I'm finding his attention stressful, almost like I'm being stalked. I don't know what I can do to give him the message or to leave me alone. How do I give him the message clearly that I don't want to see him? What do you think?
I think that sounds very like a kind of stalking. It mightn't be a serious stalking, but it certainly sounds like it to me.
It's approaching the realms of it, turning up at events and those sort of things.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's very, very upsetting sort of thing. Now, what I would suggest this person does is to immediately go to the guards and talk to them and explain what's happening, because the guards are a million miles away from when I was a kid and growing up. They have really have a very good victim support service going now. And I personally experienced that. We had a break-in a couple of years ago, and you couldn't get a better quality of response to it than from the Gardaí. Now, I suggest that this person goes and explains exactly what the situation is, and the guards then will have it on their books. And I would then probably, the next time she's speaking to him or writing to him or making some sort of contact with him, is to tell him that his name and his circumstances are noted by the Gardaí. And that, if that doesn't put him off, he's a serious situation. But that usually will put somebody who's on the edge certainly off that sort of behaviour, because no, I don't blame him in a way, you know, because we can all fall for somebody and it can be very strong attraction at times, but that behaviour is absolutely not on and it needs to be stopped ASAP, and I would think that is probably the best way, but certainly register it with the Gardaí if that sort of stuff is going on. Go in, you'll find somebody there, they'll put somebody to you, and you can sit down and talk to them and explain exactly what's happening. And it, as I said, it's a very good service that they have nowadays.
Yeah, certainly is. And look, the question here, I suppose, is how clear or otherwise has she been up to this point? But if not, then deliver the message clearly, and then, I suppose, see what the response is. And if they're continuing, if the turning up and the phoning continues, then You've to elevate it a notch, Tony, as you said.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he is literally chasing around after her, he needs to know that he's being watched. And I think the Gardaí are very good. They'll take a note, they'll just keep an eye, but it'll be on the books, as it were. And if there's any incidents, then they know how to respond. And it'll put her mind at ease as well to know that, look, the Gardaí know about it, they have it on the books, and it would certainly put me at rest if a similar thing was happening, somebody was stalking me for whatever reason. It would ease my mind to know that was listed.
Tony, we have a query here that comes in from a listener who said, some time back we did a major overhaul inside of our house and bought a lot of new furniture and fittings. I always kept it all very spick and span. Every little mark or stain was cleaned by me at once. My daughter pointed out to me recently that that's not the case anymore, and she's right. It's got me worried as to why I have let go of things so much. I took great pride in keeping the house in good condition, but now that's kind of gone by the wayside. It's just part of everything else, like water under the bridge. I'm wondering, should I be worried, or maybe how I can get to get up and go back in my life?
Well, I'd immediately say there's nothing whatsoever to worry about, because that's what human beings do. We move on. And, I mean, COVID alone made one of the biggest changes we've had in a decade or more. And, you know, that shifted so many people out of their comfort zones and out of their habits. And I would say you're getting older, your tastes are changing and all that sort of stuff. So I would just simply dismiss it. And, you know, no, if you're getting lazy, that's a different thing. And you're not sort of doing what you were doing before. I would certainly suggest that you get out there, you go for walks, you keep as active as possible, because as we get a little bit older, we tend to slow down, and if you give in to that urge too much, you literally go downhill very quickly. So quite the opposite in that sort of suggestion, but I wouldn't worry about it at all.
And if that is the case, is there a why? Are you losing your zest for life? Is there a bit of depression creeping in? You'd want to examine all those sort of things, if that's the case.
Probably. There usually is, you know, well, we change. We can literally change overnight. Our tastes can change literally overnight if circumstances happen. And the probability is that, you know, the whole COVID thing, when we had 3 years of, you know, fairly upsetting sort of lockdowns and so on and so forth with COVID, and that alone can change a heck of a lot in most people. They don't even realize they're being changed. But it has increased the amount of stress and stress-related diseases in Ireland by a huge factor. And I would imagine that is part of it. But, you know, as I said, you're growing older. The furniture is getting older as well, so it's now becoming antique. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. That's the number one message. I would not worry about it. I'd talk about it more with your daughter or your friends or whatever, and I would just simply literally get on with it, you know, because life changes, and the one thing that is guaranteed in life is change. So you will change, I will change, everything.
Yeah, things that are a priority for a certain period of time cannot be a priority, and other things can change. You can prioritise other things more than you didn't before. So it's possible it's just a normal course of life happening here.
It is more that is the most probable explanation of it. And, you know, again, you might take an interest in keeping the place a bit more spick and span, but I wouldn't worry about it. It's not a sort of thing I would be, you know, worried every hour of every day about. The probability is that, like so many people changed during COVID, your preferences, your outlook on life and so on has changed quite a bit. And that's the most probable explanation I would find for it.
Tony, keep your comments and views coming into us in relation to that. If you have an opinion or a thought for Tony to answer, a listener gets in touch in the first query, Tony, and says, you know, I'll paraphrase this, Tony, for our listeners, because it's not suitable to say on radio. Why won't that person just tell him to, you know, in no uncertain terms, leave her alone? And if that doesn't work, go to the guards then.
Well, I presume she's already told him that, because, I mean,
yes,
it would be foolish if she hasn't. And
yeah,
if she has done it more than once, then that's as much as you can do. But if he then persists, that's when you would go and, you know, report it to the Gardaí. Yeah.
Indeed. And speaking of that, another listener says stalking should be taken very seriously. It only escalates if not tackled. Speak and attempt to resolve calmly. And if it persists, definitely report to the guards. Laws have improved in and around the area of stalking, and the Gardaí will take complaints seriously, which is the point you were making, Tony.
Well, I as I say, I personally have the highest regard for the Gardaí and how they handled a simple break-in that we had here. Mm. And it was absolutely, you know, top notch the way they responded, and there were several phone calls, and there was a follow-up letter, and you name it, they did everything by the book, and the people I met were very, very friendly. So I would definitely suggest that, you know, if you know a Garda and you can talk to them personally and get a little feedback from it, that's a nice way to go in, as it were, without going in and landing in on their front door. It certainly would be my suggestion.
Okay. Final query. I have a long, strong and deep religious belief, and I find that I seem to be out of step with many of my friends, and at times even my partner and my grown children. I find the situation very difficult to deal with, sometimes embarrassing. I don't know whether I should simply say nothing or speak up for my beliefs.
Well, I really believe that beliefs are very important, but there's a lot of different beliefs. Religion isn't one thing. There's what is, I suppose, disparagingly called churchianity, and Christianity. And the churchianity is all the sort of, you know, trappings of religion. The ceremonies, the dress, the place, the whole shebang. And then there's the very central beliefs to what we believe, you know, is there life after death, is there a God and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, in one way, you have to be careful about when you say, I believe, what exactly you're talking about. And sometimes we can become over-focused on our beliefs and, you know, sort of almost preach at people. And people do not take kindly nowadays, particularly, to that sort of thing. In fact, the lack of religion or the throwing out of religion, the baby with the bathwater, has increased incredibly over the last few years. And there are very, very few people now who really believe in religion and in God and in an afterlife and all that sort of stuff. Most of us are sort of, you know, wondering, is this true? But the other side of religion then is that the scientists are beginning to use words like the God particle and so on and so forth. And so scientists are beginning to look at the possibility of some sort of afterlife, not in any sense that we would we could possibly delineate in our normal day, but that, you know, as they say, a thought never dies because it's an electronic sort of. So there's among a lot of scientists now, they're believing that they're, you know, the universe is so complex, so amazing, so non-ending, and all the rest of it, and that there is a sense, a sensibility, a complete science that runs through the entire universe. And you'd have to ask yourself, did that happen by accident or
was it by design? That's the eternal question. Food for thought for next week, perhaps, Tony. Listen, thanks a million for that.